The Maharal in Yeshiva Sidom explains that the first bracha of the Amidah is called brachas of the Avos, because the Avos, the fathers, are the ones that created the Hishtalshlus HaOlam. They're the ones that created the sequence of revelation of Hashem into the world. Everything flows from them. And that's why Kavana in this first bracha is so important, because everything flows from the Avos. And the truth is, says the Maharal, Ki Bokeach HaBracha HaZosi Kol HaTfilah, that the rest of the tefillah, the rest of the Shemona Esrei, the rest of the brachas that we're going to say, emanate and flow from here. Because this is where we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Because they're the ones that brought Hashem into the world. They're the beginning of a process. And everything follows the start. Especially for us who are the descendants of those Avos. So too, the brachas that come after the Avos, the bracha of Avos, follow from it. Draw the strength from it. Draw the energy from it. Specifically in that bracha, where we're so close to Hashem. We're standing in front of Him. Tapping into the koyach of the Avos, the power of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Their creative energies, their spiritual attachment, their awareness of Hashem and their ability to bring Him into the world. They generated so much closeness to Hashem that when we say that bracha, we're creating a closeness that then expresses itself throughout the rest of the Amidah. So it really is the koyach, the strength of this bracha, that has the ability to impact the rest of our davening. Karav Hashem l'chol kairav, l'chol asheik rabi emes, by being close to Hashem, through calling out to Him in sincerity, we're able to infuse the rest of our tefillah with mission, meaning, and purpose. The Reishis Chachma goes further and says, when we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, we're tapping into a pasuk. Rak bavish avisecha chashak Hashem la'avisam. Rather, only your forefathers Hashem desired and loved them. We see these words: Hakel God la'giba v'anera kal elyain gemel chasod and tovin kainer kol zeich chaste avis. What are we doing? We're tapping into their love. Their love for Hashem. Hashem's love for them. We don't say it in the past tense though. It's not goymel chasod. It's goymel chasodim tov, not gamal chasodim. It's continuous. Koine hakol. Continuous. Keeps on going. Zeichach has to always. Maybe God is in the present. Because it's for us. We're feeding off the energy. We're feeding off the power. Maybe that explains why the first bracha says the Rabbi Avraham, the brother of the Vilna Gaon, that this first bracha is the seed for the rest of the Shemona Esrei, and it contains within it everything that is to follow. It's connected the rest of the Shemona Esrei. It's the same idea. It's this closeness to Hashem that we feel that kickstarts the Amidah, that infuses the rest of the Amidah, this experience of standing in front of Hashem with tefillah, with meaning, with purpose, with closeness to Hashem. And therefore, it's like we need to fill this bracha with tremendous kavana, energy and power. And if we can get it off to, it's like the booster cylinder perhaps. If we can get our Amidah off to a good start, then everything is going to feed off its energy. So this is where we need to invest. Because the investment that yields infinite dividends.